Nobby Bowerman comes to the Bank Street Winter Market in Kalamazoo every Saturday to sell produce for Bonamigo Farms.
You can only sell like roots and apples and berries and cabbage and onions and potatoes, stuff like that.
She's one of 8 to 10 vendors that sell produce at the indoor market, according to market organizer Carl Rizzuto and building owner Joe Mapes. Winter weather limits the variety of crops that many farmers can offer.
I wish we have more this time of year, but, you know, whether it's a cold, if it's a greenhouse, you got to heat it a lot to grow stuff, so.
Bonamigo Farms has a greenhouse on their Van Buren County property, but owner Louis Bonamigo says finances keep him from heating it. He makes his entire living off farming, which he says is difficult even without a family to support. In the winter, he and Bowerman grow a few things, like green onions, but mostly rely on stored crops. Van Buren-based Summer Sun Nursery, another vendor at the market, has 3 heated greenhouses. Joanne Payne runs the farm with her daughter, Deanna Fritz. Their husbands work other jobs. Payne and Fritz started in 1997 selling primarily flowers and herbs, but have been focusing on farming for about 5 years, Fritz says.
This is our slightly heated tunnel house. It's a double layer insulated with air that helps keep some of the heat inside, and then there's circulating fans and stuff.
Their greenhouses are heated to different temperatures, in the high 30s and low 40s. This allows for diverse crops, but the low temperatures often lead to slower growth.
There's items like radishes that are ready in 22 to 30 days, whereas inside a winter tunnel like this, it takes probably almost twice as long.
Other vegetables, like spinach, thrive in cooler temperatures. Bank Street is one of 2 markets where Fritz and Payne sell their produce. Market organizer Rizzuto tried to start the market about 10 years ago, but it didn't attract many vendors at first. The market is now in its 2nd year. Customer interest in winter markets has also grown. Payne says farmers have been getting more business.
Well, when we first started, it was very slow, but it's been really picking up, especially this year. We've got a much bigger customer base. Our summer people are carrying through into the winter more.
Bowerman says business for Bonamigo Farms has increased too, but Bonamigo says the market still doesn't provide much of an income during the winter for farmers like Bowerman.
She don't make enough money in the wintertime there to...
No, we don't.
You know, if I had to really hire somebody to do that, I'd be losing money every single day.
Losing money, so I volunteered to do it for my boss.
Almost a quarter of what you sell just goes in gas.
Bowerman finds the market a good experience, nonetheless.
This is something, give you something to do, you know, pouring in the winter and snow and cold, lousy winter. So what you can do is just come out, try to do something.
As for Summer Sun, the market demand is strong enough that Payne and Fritz plan to expand.
We're looking at adding a few more unheated tunnel houses with slightly raised benches that we can plant lots of carrots and lots of leeks and the spinach and then go from there.
The Bank Street Winter Market runs from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays at 1157 Bank Street in Kalamazoo. Bonamigo Farms and Summer Sun can be found there, along with other vendors selling produce and other products. For WMUK, I'm Maggie Kane.